With the upcoming referendum, I was asked to maybe write something in Irish, which I did, and a friend just want to, I don't know, put some video to it, and it'll be unleashed in the media soon. So we'll see how that goes. So here we go, Galtans. Fáinne Galtanish, Iglanru Lashtig, the Nyok Shuffa, Shadar Yachta, Glynna Dabrishta, O Chosin Tuamisha. Smarga the Hurran Sula, Mishinish and Vahir, a good Nadum, Shkili Bai, Sanoli, Nishkate of Tragoi the Ha, Bodin Grog, a scholar. Vahin Sloan or Venish Anavano, Halin Yvonne and Vahar, a Jan Hale, Smachter Huina, Spree Riv Pulsa. On Gredfall and Vasa, Gwiller and Keda Oil of Winter Natira, either Horja or Gasachtanacha, Salah Tanyavan. Mokro Gala Fosa, Mashling Yelish, Mashling Einach, Kur on Oinya, Makala on Oma Kirklach. Really, really quick crappy English translation, which we were discussing earlier, because the words will come up in English in the video. Promise. An engagement ring shines inside the jeweler shop window. Unbreakable glass protects it from me. The emerald reminds me of my great-grandmother's eyes, a storyteller, an expert of tragic tales, when love was seen in his affliction. I used to feel safe on her knee, imagining fierce days gone by, people controlled, dowries to marry. Would you believe, wise woman, that I have to seek permission from the people of Ireland, friends and strangers, in this day and age, to marry my love, my loyal Aisling, my patient Aisling, the curve of the ring echoing cyclical time from Abbey. The next person on the open mic is Mr. Tom Campbell. Fight for the front. Yay!
It's a poem called Simple. I think I can remember it. Simple as an eye smiling at me, a leaf drops off a tree. The beat of a butterfly wing across the sky, a pebble, a poppy petal, a ray of sunlight in a dandelion copter tossed into the wind, a white bright star and a bud waking to bloom, an old golden moon turning bright and you, a droplet of dew, rippled clouds beneath blue, the hoot of an owl in a dark night, a warm wind in a stretched foot, a swan dipping its head in a stomach well fed, the smell of a tulip in your lip, a fish jump and splash, an eyelash, for the simplicity of a smile, I thank who. My dad died about a month ago, so I wrote this poem for him. He liked it, so he was still alive when I read it to him. It's called Howard, A Poem of Thanks. My life began on a hill, near a river and an oak tree, a good place to be, with a mother who sang and danced and sang, with siblings who were good at play and teasing, but let's remember play. Her father was a doctor, a gentleman, in whom we were proud. We walked the hills and swam, we cycled, we threw stones, we ran. I sang. Our mother died young before her time, but in her time. We remember her in good time. My father, as you lie there, I want your end to be gentle, with peace and loved ones near. I don't know where you'll go. My hope is that we'll meet again, in peace and space and time. I'll remember you and the birds, you kind and gentle man. Worry not on us. We will unite in your afterglow.
Seeing as it's Irish night tonight, I have a poem which I read before, but here goes anyway, it's a newer one. Dia an Chiol. Trí adóg bhí ag mara, a mélóg glas gorm is darach. Gwaith a binne a shéide, ma jín your knowing psyche. Gach fadog div, your nose a good slap fadrachter, a glaska and air, as her a good dwan free vrot me, is yell me larch gantep. Srugged an ishkame la driacht, is main ach more at etlt, or is aim kill and dies loidra. Well, shah, nyeb, and grog. Ach, kukinta and dies untefa, slugged an ishme a yean kill. Did a hood slutter, did a driachter, mooning me did a worm, a wuncher worth me, goodeen, and making piercy, bugger than I bet him or her, just get dug in the rush, and solace. And anum, if a doigam or a brasha, isn't if a doigam or a worma, isn't if a doigam or a derrida. This is my translation. God of music. My father played three fados, three lips. Of green, blue, red, sweet winds blew, morning, night, noon. Each a fly fishing line, split the air, sent each pitch deep into the underbelly of surrender. To be whisked from water into perfect flight. So then, music is the strongest guard, after love, and surely the most eternal. Down me in one, God of music. Spin flick those fly rods, the colors and magic, mold me with those tones, your misheard notes, again dear and dreadful teacher, till these tiny scales of fear fall away in the first rays of light, in the name of the green flute and of the blue, yes, and of the red flute too.
My next daughter is Patricia Walsh.
Hi, this is called Served Cold. The impossible at the best of times, and transcendent to the best of knowledge. I stand alone, minding your business, over a cold pint, chilling the night away. I won't speak till spoken to, and wait forever, exchanging glances. Less than a second apart, always miss, but I hope this agenda doesn't resonate. A source of inspiration, so I think. Feeling of rejection in a sorrow's eye. A fortress of silence wells up around me. No one looking my way, however briefly. I can't get arrested. Rosaries are recited every night, but paid to that. Receiving communion in my tongue all day keeps me safe, a sterile patch of land. His instinct is a dark knowledge that calculates creatures for good or ill. And without the genuine article, objectively speaking, playing on chance to sleep elsewhere. So much for a dream. I lay broad waking, crunching out cigarettes to pass the morning by. Sleepy as a king, but not to wake suddenly, realizing my limits as a minion. Thank you.
Next up, we have Ono Kurlich. Next
up. The law of Irma Smig. Arash, Arish, Kudig St. Anne's. Nog Bishiktu, Nibashtu. On Trip Kena Igmagrahar. Chemical warfare. Kosser Kosser spy Sigardin Anahar Ekor Irfin Falta to Irfin Falka me Chine.
Permit August on August on the Nadarnach and Ocht, no Cedric. Project.
I'll try to put some energy into it. It's called Voices. So the quiet voice is the friendly one, and the loud voice is, let's say, the most instinctive one. The vibration conquers all. changeable. It is impossible to know when it started. Not for now, at least. In the quake, nothing stands. Fear is your friend. Flee. Escape the invisible beast. He's singing a song of terror, and you are standing on his chest. You need to see more to the tremor that comes with the change and unrest. You knew that day would come. Hell! You have waited forever for it, to bring down the wall that supported your roof, keeping you away from the sky and whatever might fall. The sound reaches the soft soil and time stops for a second. Its surface spikes in response. Water breaks out from everywhere and runs down, washing away your courage to the last ounce. You stay, it's too late to go. What was once your cocoon of confidence is a mess. But you can build better. This is the opportunity. He really did invite you to dinner. Just say yes.